I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Cold and beautiful today. Meanwhile, the question is, will it or won't it? The snow question hovers over us. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And before we get into the big question of the weekend, Cliff, what's in store today and this evening?
Well, today, actually, you know, we started with a relatively clear sky above most of Western Washington. And in fact, some places had temperatures that dropped into the mid-20s. So there was some freezing fog, cold temperatures.
Beautiful day and into this evening?
Tonight, clouds will thicken in. And so when you wake up tomorrow morning, it will be raining. And it'll rain into roughly 11 o'clock to 1 p.m. tomorrow. The front's going to go through, and then the wind's going to pick up, and the temperatures are going to start dropping. And then we're going to transition into the shower regime, as we often have behind fronts. Now, the big question is snow, and the answer is probably yes for most people. The temperatures are going to progressively cool down behind. And the problem is that the air won't be coming from the north. It'll be coming off the water. And so at very low levels, the air will be relatively warm. Aloft, it'll be cold. And so the freezing level will probably end up around 100 to 200, 300 feet.
And Cliff, this is Saturday evening you're talking about?
I'm talking about Saturday evening. And as we go into Sunday, that freezing level is just going to be crunched down to maybe only 100, 150 feet. But the issue is, when it's precipitating hard enough, the snow level will be able to come all the way down. Because when you have melting precipitation, when you have snow that melts as it comes down into the warmer air, it tends to cool the air below. So when you have particularly heavy precipitation, the freezing level and the snow level will plummet down, and the snow level will reach the surface. So this is how I look at it. When the front goes through, the air will cool down, the winds will switch to the west, and we'll start getting snow showers. Those snow showers will be stronger in certain locations. One is the Puget Sound Convergence Zone. There's a good chance that will form north of Seattle sometime during the evening.
And the Convergence Zone is that zone Seattle to Everett, basically, right?
That is one focus of possible snow. And in fact, we had a big snowstorm back in 1990, December 18, 1990. We had 12 to 14 inches in Seattle and North Seattle, and virtually nothing 10 miles north and south. That is one area of concern for Saturday night into Sunday. Then on Sunday, there's other areas we worry about. One is up near Bellingham, the Northwest Washington area. That's another place that we may have some snow, and also in Southwest Washington. The problem with all this is that it can be somewhat hit or miss. This is not a uniform snow over the whole region.
As you go south of Fort Lewis towards Olympia, it seems like that area often gets a lot more snow than the area between Tacoma, Seattle, and Bellevue in that area.
Well, from Olympia south, the Southwest Washington area is an area that will probably pick up some light snow. The elevation's a little higher. It's away from the water. And remember, it's the water influence that's keeping things warm. Get away from the water, get some elevation, you will get some snow. Now, of course, we're going to see snow in the mountains. They're going to get 6 inches, 9 inches in the Cascades. So that's a given. So the big question is how much snow we'll have in the lowlands.
And for a lot of us, it might only be a 50-50 chance, it sounds like.
So some people will get no snow. Some people who are right next to the water might even get a little light rain. But I think many people who are listening to this will see some snow. No, it's not going to be the big snowstorm.
And after the MLK holiday, when schools are back?
Well, we have snow showers continuing Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, hit and miss. I can't predict where they'll be. But then the other excitement comes in. A very wet and warm weather system appears to be approaching for Tuesday, late Tuesday. Now, what that will do is start as snow because it will be cold. And so some places will see snow, but then it will rapidly move over into rain. And the computer models are even indicating, roughly from Seattle south into Oregon, relatively heavy precipitation. So we could go from a cold, snowy situation to a warm, wet one with the potential of flooding on some of the rivers. So we're going to have a 180-degree switch if the models are right.
A messy day, it sounds like, on Tuesday.
It is. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty here. I've got to be clear. But this is some of the coldest air that we have seen in a while here in Western Washington. And there's a good chance of some snow. And people just have to be ready for that.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Our weather expert Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.